Okay. Hold on, stop. Now stop. You can't hear your voice. Yeah, it's not a musical performance, it's a mantra performance. I'm gonna chant louder. Yeah, we gotta be able to hear your voice, hear the mantra. Otherwise, you gotta go to London and perform for the Queen of England. Whatever you like, yeah. Just you gotta hear your voice. Yeah. The drum should never be louder than the voice. Ah. Nama Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Ronnie Key.
Yeah.
All right, it's my mom, okay?
Yeah.
Welcome to New York. Here's Shivasana. There you are. There's only one. Not more than one. Hare Krishna. Yeah. You brought some gifts for your house here, some fruit from Peru. But you can't have it all. You know. Pick out a few there for your refrigerator.
Everything?
A few. Yeah. Don't be a greedy monkey. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. You're right. Yeah, from Peru. Okay.
Thank you,
Mother. Right.
All the fruits and cheese.
Mukham karoti vachalam pangum. Mukham karoti vachalam pangun langayate garim. Yakripa tamaham vande shri guru dinatarinam. So, what does mukham mean?
Dumb.
Of course, another very popular word amongst speech impaired people now. Say you're a dumb person. No. Yeah. Mute. Dumb is you can't hear. In English. Yeah, but then you don't say that. Hearing impaired. He's a dumb man. It was like that. No. So mute. This is very close to mukham, right? Yeah. Mukham. Karoti. What does that mean? No? He becomes Mukham Karoti Vachalam Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. He becomes a very nice speaker. Mukham Karoti Vachalam Pangun?
Lame.
Yeah, lame person, can't walk very well. Langayate.
Crosses.
He's sent? He's since crossing over, I think. Pangun Langayate.
Gidim.
Yeah? Mountains. Hills, mountains, yeah, like that. Yeah. Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangun Langayate Gidim. Yak Kripa Tamaham Vande Sri Gurun Dinatarinam. So by the mercy of the spiritual master, a mute person can become a poet, talk very nicely. A lame person is crossing over mountains, right? Also says sometimes that a blind man can see the stars in the sky, right? And a dog can swim across the ocean. It's a long way. Like that, yeah. By the mercy of the spiritual master, you know. So it's very, very difficult to approach Krishna. You know. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Parakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Shja. Vande Isha Bhakta Nisha Isha Avatarakam. You know. So Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Ishwara Parama Krishna. Satchidananda Vigraha. There he is, right? Ishwara Parama Krishna. Satchidananda Vigraha. Anadir Adir Govinda Sarvakarna Karanam. So he's the cause of everything. Yeah. How many people here have seen the movie Titanic? Yeah. I didn't want to see it on the bus. On the bus of the air, I forget what it was like that, you know. But it's very big, you know. You see these people falling off the back, you know, hitting the propeller, and it's just like your little body suddenly becomes so like insignificant, right? Insignificant compared to this giant thing, and the ocean is so big, you know, thousands of feet. You just become a nothing, annihilated, like that. You know? So Krishna is the cause of many universes, many Titanics. You know? Amongst bodies of water, Krishna is. Yeah, yeah. In the ninth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna's Arjuna. What's the question? Arjuna asks the question at the end of the ninth chapter, which is the stimulus, which actually isn't in the tenth chapter. He asks a question in the tenth chapter, which is a stimulus for all this pantheistic discussion. What's the question?
It says, how am I to, how do I meditate on your happiness?
Yeah.
In what various ways do you pervade the creation? Yeah.
Kipaya, Bhagavad Gita, Dijiega.
How am I doing?
There you go. Yeah. Yeah. Got there?
Yeah.
He's fast.
It's like 10, 16, 17, something like that.
10, 16. Please repeat. Vaktum Arhasi Asheshena.
Asheshena.
Vaktum Arhasi Asheshena.
Vaktum Arhasi Asheshena.
Vaktum arhasi yasheshena.
Vaktum arhasi yasheshena.
Divya.
Hi.
Atmavibhutaya.
Atmavibhutaya.
Divya hi atmavibhutaya.
Divya hi atmavibhutaya.
Vaktum.
Arhasi
yasheshena. Divyahi atma vibhutaya.
Divyahi atma vibhutaya.
Yabir vibhuti bir lokani monks tvam vyapitishtasi. Please tell me in detail of your divine opulences by which you pervade these worlds. Vibhuti. O Krishna, O supreme mystic, how shall I constantly think of you? Katam vidyam maham yogims. How shall I know you? In what various forms are you to be remembered, O Supreme Personality of Godhead? Katam vidhiyam aham, how shall I know you? Vidya, yogams, O Supreme Mystic, tvam sada parichintaya. How shall I think of you? Parichintaya. Keshu tababe chu. In which natures, chintaya asi, can I remember you? So these very technical terms. Right? He had very technical terms like that, you know. We're going along like dogs and cats, right? Somebody says, kitty, 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 kitty. Cat goes over and somebody chops his head off or something like that, you know. Or gives him a reward or prize. We don't know what's happening like that. You know? So something's happening in the newspaper, we see stuff, we become frightened. Or something happens at work, we get an increase in employment, increase in salary, we become happy. You know? So we're going along like this, just this way, that way, this way, that way. And we're being controlled by the mind. Right? Where's your mind? In your heart. So if you have heart surgery, they can find it there. It's a very, very subtle topic, you know. Most people don't know what's going on. And the public education is that you are this body. The body is you know, can be understood as chemistry, like that. Yeah. Yeah. The body can be understood as chemicals. Yeah. What chemicals is the body composed of? What's predominant chemicals in the body? Water. Are you there?
Carbon.
Water's not a chemical. I'm sorry. Chemicals.
Carbon, oxygen, hydrogen.
What else?
Potassium.
Huh? Some potassium.
Magnesium.
Nitrogen, magnesium.
Calcium.
Sodium. Yeah, okay. So we got it all figured out. Yeah? Yeah. So what is water? What is the water molecule composed of? Hydrogen dioxide. Please give me a big glass of hydrogen dioxide. Okay. You know, yeah. Can you put a little more sodium chloride in my soup? Like that. You know? Yeah, some idea. Like that. And then this composes the brain. You know? Yeah. And the brain is broken down into chemical description like that. Neurons. Yeah. And then from the brain we get thoughts, right? Thinking. All these things happen in the brain. Like that. You know? So but there are people that have the cerebral cortex. It's the cells that cover most of the brain. It's like a covering, thin candy coating. And that's actually where most of thinking is considered to occur in the brain. Other places like the medulla oblongata, the limbic system, all these kind of things, they're responsible for more primitive reactions. They're the primitive brain before we evolved from being lizards and things like that. You know? Yeah. So, but there are people who have no cerebral cortex. Yeah. There's a very famous case of one graduate student. He was a graduate student in chemistry. But one of his professors noticed he was taking notes and doing things like this. And he said, why don't you go to the university medical center and have a little, just, you know, brain scan, like that investigation. So he scanned his brain, in chemicals, and he only had about 10% of a normal cerebral cortex. And that 10% wasn't cells, it was mostly just fibers like that. So basically he had no brain, right? But still, he got a PhD. So don't get puffed up. Right? Yeah, it's a fact, you know? Yeah. But then, so Prabhupada says, the brain is like the office, right? You know? And the mind is like the business, right? You see, is that a difference? Yeah. Hewlett Packard. What is Hewlett Packard? What is it? The business, yeah? But if one of their offices, a big fire in one of their offices, does that destroy the business? Yeah, maybe it does, but the business will cause somebody to go in, find the files that weren't disturbed, you know, go clear out the wood and check the foundation, and they'll rebuild, right? Rebuild something to get it working again. What is a brain stroke? What is that? You're a chemist there. What happens to a brain stroke?
CVA.
Huh?
A CVA.
Cardiovascular accident.
Yeah, there's a rupturing of a vein, usually in the cerebrum there in the brain. Ruptures. The blood flows out and puts pressure. And then you're paralyzed, you know. So they go in, clean it out. It heals like anything. But some cells are damaged, right? So you can't move your hand. You can't. Part of your face is paralyzed. So what happens then? You have therapy. You learn to use different connections because unlike our modern system, there's a lot of redundancy in God's computer, right? God's computer includes a lot of redundancy, whereas, you know, is it compact? You know? So therefore you start learning how to use different neural networks to make the hand work, to make the things work, and you can recover a lot. Like that, so long, you know. But somebody is using this. Somebody else There's a famous example of somebody who had a crowbar go through his head in Massachusetts. They pulled it out. Other people, same thing. Yeah, where was somebody recently had a bar go right through their head and he pulled it out. And the person was determined and he redeveloped a lot of his abilities like that, everything else. Another example, very parallel, of a Russian army officer who was like a major or something, had a similar damage and he just lost all hope. Oh, now I'm a crippled like that. I'm no longer military officer. I'm a cripple. And so he died within about 5 years like that and never developed any kind of, you know, ability. But his brain injury was much less than this guy with the crowbar through his head, you know. So somebody is using the brain, we hope. that's the problem. That's the problem, you know. Because, you know, I tell this story. You know, the French Revolution? Probably don't know this very well. There were three people very prominent, Robespierre, Danton, and Marat. There was a big revolution against the monarchy, and some of the soldiers were joining, and some were fighting for the monarchy, and Paris was this way and that way, and there were big crowds of people going this way and that way, attacking the Bastille, and you know, so many things. So at one point, Robespierre, one of the leaders, was sitting in a wine shop and drinking some French wine, and this big crowd of people went by screaming with torches and banners, and Robespierre jumped up and knocked over the chair and tossed a coin on the innkeeper's table and ran out. And the innkeeper said, "Robespierre, where are they going?" And he said, "I don't know, but I have to get in front of them. I am their leader." Yeah. So the mind may say, "Hey, Rex, yeah, you're really a great guy, you know. You deserve this and that and everything else. And you deserve that extra piece of cake, Rex." Yeah, right. Isn't it a fact? No? If you start noticing your mind is telling you this, it's telling you that, telling you this, and you think, "Well, yes, I'm in control here, you know, we're doing these things. Yeah. So Krishna's giving us a lot of advice. Here he says, "Vaktum arhasi asheshena divyahi atma vibhutayaha yavir vibhutibir lokam imongs tvam vyapatistati." Please tell me in detail of your divine opulences by which you pervade all these worlds. O Krishna, O Supreme Mystic, how shall I constantly think of you? How shall I know you? What are your forms? How shall I remember you? Purport. Srila Prabhupada. As it is stated in the previous chapter, the Supreme Personality of God is covered by His yoga maya. Only surrendered souls and devotees can see Him. Now Arjuna is convinced that his friend Krishna is the Supreme Godhead. But he wants to know the general process by which the all-pervading Lord can be understood by the common man. The common man, including the demons and atheists, cannot know Krishna because he is guarded by his yoga maya. Again, these questions are asked by Arjuna for their benefit. Turn the fan off. It's kind of like, turn off the wind machine. We surrender. Again, these questions are asked by Arjuna for the benefit of the common man. Okay. The superior devotee is not concerned. It's concerned only with his understanding. Why is it going off? Superior devotee is concerned not only with his understanding, but the understanding for all of mankind. So Arjuna, out of his mercy, because he is a Vaishnava, a devotee, is opening for the common man the understanding of the all-pervadingness of the Supreme Lord. Like that. Right. So then he gives many, many ways we can think about God. Right? You know, among bodies of water, I am. Among purifiers, I am. Among fish, I am. Among automobiles, I am.
BMW.
Porsche.
Mercedes.
Rolls Royce.
Yeah, okay. These are vibhutimat sattvas. Right? Specific energetic incarnations, so we can meditate upon Krishna, you know, within this material world, like that. So why meditate? Let's meditate on the ocean, right? You got it in your mind there, like that. Yeah. What are some of the glorious things about the ocean? Huh?
Even there, it rains so much. Still, it does not go above its limits.
Yeah, it can great storms. Everything else doesn't influence the ocean. All the rivers flow in the ocean, doesn't change it, doesn't go up like that. Yeah? Prabhupada says, all this water, Krishna is so kind. Yes, sir.
Actually, the water kind of goes up as it evaporates.
Oh, it's different though. It doesn't go over land. Yeah, yeah. So the sun is also great. The sun and the ocean, two great things like that. I was in San Francisco one time looking at the bay, San Francisco Bay, and meditating on this, thinking about this. This is what it's for. You meditate and you think about them, you know, like Krishna, you know. And I thought, wow, what if all this water suddenly went away? Right? What would I see there in San Francisco Bay? Would I see Russian submarines? Yeah. Oops, you know, hiding out there. We had American submarines up the Volga. They would follow cargo boats up the Volga and just sit there for like 3 months, you know, monitoring everything, and then go back out again like that in the wake of these ships like that. So, or would you see like, you know, canyons, and how deep is the bay? Well, it's about 150 feet at its deepest, which is quite a bit, you know, for this little body. Canyons and stones and great plants. Would you see one-eyed sea monsters flopping around like that, you know? Would you see old cities or sunken ships down in there like that? Yeah. And what if we go there? Let's walk out of the bay, out of San Francisco Bay. Then what do we see in front of us then? No more water in the ocean. What do we see? Huh? Unlimited. Wow. But it doesn't go flat. What happens? It's a continental shelf about, I guess, 3 or 4 miles off the ocean, off the land. Then it drops down quite a bit. Quite a bit. So you walk out like this, and the old water is running away, draining down still, and you look down, suddenly you come to this cliff, hundreds of feet of cliff down and beyond like that. What's the deepest place in the ocean they know about?
The Trench.
The Trench. It's got a name, the Trench. There are many trenches, huh? It's close to there. Mindano. It's near the Philippine Islands, like that. How deep is it? How deep is it? 1 mile? 2 miles?
3,000 miles?
No. 7 miles. How far? What's 7 miles from here? Huh? Micron?
Yeah.
So Micron's 7 miles from here. That's how deep this thing is, like that. You know? Yeah. And these big oil tankers. How big are these big oil tankers? They're as big as this house. Yeah. Huh?
4 football fields.
Yes, your entire house could fit in this tanker. With your whole neighborhood could fit inside this tanker, right? You know, and there's thousands of these, hundreds, and thousands of boats. How many boats are there floating on the ocean? Yeah, and does the ocean notice these? It's like some kind of film or something. Pieces of straw. Wow. So someone says, "I am God. You are God. We are all God." You know. And somebody says, "You ever heard about the ocean?" Yeah. This is God, and this is. Then what does he say in the end? Among beasts, I am. Yeah, you ever see a lion close up? Yeah, they're terrifying. Wow, you can hear a lion roaring, you know, a mile away, and it's frightening. It's such power. Yeah, I saw a mountain lion standing up one time. A picture. He was coming out of the jungle, he was standing up like this. He looked just like a madman. Hadn't eaten for a long time, just crazy. And his chest was pressed like this. And his muscles were big, you know, like that, powerful. And just on the end, his claws, and his face is big. Like a lion's head about this big. Jaws like that. Yeah, yeah, like that. And he wasn't like any kind of negotiating consciousness. You know? He was just, man. "I'm damn hungry, fella." You know, I can see a few other more stronger words like that. And I'm just, yeah, damn hungry, you know. And I don't care what I eat. I haven't eaten for 30 days, you know. You know? Just hit somebody and break their back and drag them off in his mouth, look at everybody else. Any objections? No. You know? And just rip open the insides, the hot blood coming out, eat the liver, these kind of things first. Okay, a little bit calm down. Then you rip off his skin. You ever have a cat lick your hand? Yeah, they have little backward diamonds on their tongues like that. What's that for? For licking off the muscles like that. So the cat will sit there with a nice piece of your leg and just lick off the muscles from like flesh for maybe like about half an hour until it's all gone. Kind of like chocolate ice cream. Purring like that. You know. Okay. You know, Bala Bhadra was a good meal. You know. I'll remember him like that. You know, sorry, Rob, it's your job. You know? But if somebody told you this, you say, "Oh, what happened to your father? Oh, he didn't hear? he was eaten by a lion. Go, oh, wow. Eaten by a lion. Wow, what a way to go. Yes. Oh, where's your father? Oh, he died of emphysema in the hospital. You know, no, but Balabhadra died. You know, eaten by a lion. Wow. Wow. He fought all the way. He was chanting all the way. Haribol, Haribol. Yeah. So association. So all these examples are there, and they're very practical. You're very practical. Then you begin to have some perspective in your life, you know, and you know, what is life? What is Krishna? What is God? What do I want to achieve in this life? You know, T.S. Eliot. You know T.S. Eliot, the famous English poet, American actually, like that. You know, he wrote about Oxford. He wrote about the ivory tower, that one place where we just you know, do anything there, like that. You know, he wrote a poem about the straw man, modern civilization, like that. You know, yeah. He said, and the poem finishes off, we were the straw man, we don't think, we don't kind of carry it on, you know. He said, the poem finishes off and it says, and this is the way the world ends, not with a bang, but with a whimper. And that's your life, right? It's going to be like that when you die, right? The whole thing is kind of like, or something, no, you know. Tulsi, she was eaten by a shark. Ah, Balabhadra was eaten by a tiger. Mount Meru, you know, Mount Meru landed on Hanuman Swami. Something like that. You know. Yeah. So, but what does Krishna say in the end? He gives all these vibhuti-mat sattvas. These are specific energetic incarnations. Right? Specific energetic incarnations of God. So what does he say in the end of the chapter? Huh?
What's the use of doing it all?
Yeah, but what's ekanksena? Ekanksa sena? Stito jagat. What is the use of all these details? Arjuna, you have to understand that with a single anksa, portion, fragment of my power, I pervade and maintain the entire universe. One fragment, one particle, like that, anksa, like that. You know? So, very nice. Bhagavad Gita is very nice to read about it, discuss it, hear about it. You know? After your day's activities. Prabhupada says after a day of devotional service, discussing Bhagavad Gita amongst devotees is extremely pleasurable. Like that, you know. So you shouldn't, you know, Rishabdev says the only purpose of human life is to do austerities to realize the Supreme Absolute Truth. You know, Vaisheshikar, our North American Sankirtan leader, he's a married person. He was a brahmachari a long time and did very good sankirtan, preaching, distributing books, never gave it up. Then he married Mother, what's her name now? Nirkula. And they decided to remain vanaprast, not have any children like that and stuff, you know, and so on. And she's also a very nice devotee, you know, very hardworking lady. She comes from a kind of a prominent Catholic family in the East Coast. They have some bishops in her family and rich people, things like that, you know. So very well situated in many ways. So he wanted to go on distributing books, and he also wanted to make some money. Yeah, I just make, you know, he had some desires for nice house, nice car. He drives a Mercedes Benz, like that. So, what's his business? You know?
He makes filters.
No, he sells them. Multi-pure water filters, like that. And it's a multi-level thing. You get people to sell filters, and they get a percentage, like that. And he animates. He calls them up and has conference meetings and the telephone and, you know, sell the product and information about, you know, latest horrors of drinking tap water, like that. you know, on and on like that and stuff, you know. So he has his business, but that doesn't interfere with, like, his preaching and stuff like that. It's a business he can do, like, where he doesn't have to be in the office 9 to 5 exactly, you know. So it's a good business for Grihastha. Yeah. But all the money is just to, you know, for Krishna, to experience my material desires, nice house, nice car, all these things, you know, and try it out. Try to be happy. But he's telling us. He said, like, you know, I have to have insurance. I got to pay for the car. I got all these things. And my wife wants a new couch. So, like, we agreed she'd pay for half of it. Like that. So she does a massage like that. So she has clients. So she took on one more client a week to pay for the couch and stuff like that. And, you know, go on, you know, like that, you know. And so then I was sitting at my desk, you know, working all these things, paying the bills. I looked out the tree and out the street in the yard. And there's a squirrel who lives in this tree right outside my window, you know. And I see him taking these nuts up there and putting them in a little hole like that. And he looks at me and he goes, he's like laughing at me. He says, ha, 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 you know. It's like, you're going to pay for your house. You're going to get up and be on the road, right? by 9 o'clock, he said, down there in the Bay Area, by 7:30 in the morning, you've got to be out on Highway 280, you know, pushing with the crowd, or else the whole thing just doesn't work like that, you know. And you get back by 7 o'clock at night, and you live in a really nice area in the Bay Area, and the weekend always, you can go down and your boat is harbored at, Carquinez Narrows. You go down to your boat and with your friends under your sailboat and push off and have a few cases of beer on board and sail around the bay to other people, their boats like that, and you can enjoy life on the weekends like that. Of course, why are you drinking beer if you're enjoying life, you know, so on, you know. But all these things there, you've got to pay. You've got to struggle like that, you know. But the human form of life is really not for these things. If you want these things, okay, do them as austerity to really check it out, you know, to see whether or not really these things are valuable. Nice house, nice clothes, nice prestige in society, ornaments, jewelry, family. Are all these things really worth it or necessary, right? Yeah. So you try it out. And Krishna says, try it out. So it's also devotional service. It's investigation, right? You know, because, yeah, they're distracting me. You know, in Bhagavad Gita class, Wednesday night in our temple in San Jose, you know, Prabhupada says that, you know, women are less intelligent sometimes like that, according to Vedic standard, you know. So some people are arguing about this, you know. Especially one man was arguing. What do you mean? What do you mean it says here that women are less intelligent? Like that, you know? So Vaisheshika said he was giving his feeble answer. Well, it doesn't mean like this or that, but it means actually like this and that. You know? And then one Mataji, Jordan, Jamuna Gopi, Shiganesha Ramapad, she says, I know what it means. You know, I had this baby like that, like about, you know, about, you know, four or five months ago, you know. And she said, it just changed my life completely, like that, you know. Before I was chanting my rounds and reading books and doing austerities and go with the always preaching in the weekend. And she works at her husband works at an organic farm. So she'd bring all these vegetables for the deities, really wonderful things like that, you know. She said, but then I got pregnant and the baby, and she says, now I'm just, my life is just absorbed in this, you know, worshiping this baby. I'm always dirty. He's always screaming and yelling at me. And it's a big impediment, you know, in some ways to my spiritual life like that, you know. And as you can see, my nature as a woman is to be absorbed in a baby like that, you know. If a really beautiful woman walked in right now and there's some noise, every man in this room would look at her. You wouldn't look? You wouldn't look? I'd look. Just, yeah. Yeah. But because we're intelligent, we go up a quick mile like that, you know. I think we should, look at her feet. Look at her feet. That's what it is. Yeah. These rascal, lusty men. But if a really beautiful little baby came in, crying, all the ladies... Yeah, yeah. Reduced down to complete children like that, complete idiots by some baby, you know, like that, you know. You know. So everybody has their hardwired, what do you call it, you know, ROM, right? ROM, you know, not RAM, it's ROM, right? That's in different bodies. For white male American body, you know, this ROM is wired in there. A lot of stimulation, automatic response for passionate activities like that, you know. So it's very natural in some ways. It's not like a real, it was wrong exactly, you know. If women weren't attached to babies and men weren't attached to women, then there'd be no more civilization. There'd be no more, you know, human race like that, right? So it's, in some ways, it's not wrong. Understanding how to relate to these things, how to see Krishna in all these things like that, right? Among bodies of water, I am the ocean. Among purifiers, I am the wind. Among mountains, I am. Yeah. Among seasons, I am. I am the ability in. Yeah. So you see these things. They're attractive. You can meditate upon them. But Krishna says the super soul, Paramatma, is a higher realization. How you can see him everywhere and everything like that. You know. So how to realize this? Okay. I can talk about this here. Krishna says, among sacrifices, among yajna, I am. Yeah. Yajnanam, among yajnas. Yeah, yajna yajna nam japa yajnos me. So we're going to talk about that tonight. This is one of the most central parts of our process, our yoga, right? Because trying to get free from the victimization of the mind. Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj is common. The mind is like a clown that sits next to you. You know, you're going on with your things, and it tells you to do something stupid, and you do it. You know, and you know, then it laughs at you and shoots you with seltzer water. Fooled you again. Oh, you know, so. You're talking to somebody, you say something stupid comes out of your mouth, and you go, oh my God, what did I say? You know? I was supposed to be a secret. Oh my God. You know, or something. You know, or you become angry. You know, and your mind, you realize my mind fooled me again. You know, I was on dieting. My mind convinced me I should eat. You know, like that. You know, I wasn't going to become angry. My mind got out of control, and I became angry at people. Like that. You know, and you overeat, and I oversleep, and I argue, and you know, I got involved in this. I bought this car. You know, I wanted like a nice car. Okay. So I bought this car, and now I'm stuck with this thing. I have insurance payments, and you know, and it takes so much to tune it up because it's a high performance automobile, and everything else like that. My God, and you know, I can't sell it for 1 year, 2 years. Did I break even on it? Oh, again, my mind fooled me. Right? For who's the greatest enemy?
Mind.
Yeah. What's the greatest friend?
Mind.
Yeah. And what's the difference?
Control.
Yeah. When it's controlled, it becomes the greatest friend. Like that. When it's not controlled, enemy. Like that. It's a phrase in Bengal. Women are like ghee, fire. And men are like
butter.
Yeah, butter or ghee. So in the modern world, we could translate this: women are like fire, men are like gasoline. Right? It's a modern world like that. You know. So it's like this. Is that a bad combination? Yeah.
If it's not controlled.
If it's controlled, it can be wonderful. You have automobiles, all these things. Very nice combination of fire and gasoline, like that. But if you don't know how to control it properly, you can create gigantic problems. Very dangerous. Very dangerous, like that. Yeah? Like that. Yeah? You see a gasoline truck, and the guy didn't close it off properly, and some gas is running down the street, and some man's lighting a cigarette near that, you know? It's like, ooh. Yeah. You know? Just one match and the whole place blows to kingdom come, like that. This explosion, like that. Yeah. So the mind is the same way. The mind is more powerful than gasoline. The mind is more dangerous. And if it's controlled, then it's our best friend. You know, best friend like that. Can propel us, you know, like that. So how to control? One very, very powerful way is the holy names. You know, we chant the holy names. Actually, in this age, it's recommended. Harinama. Hare Nama.
Hare Nama. Kato Nasti Va Nasti Va Nasti Va Sato Nama.
Translation.
There's no other way, just chant the name of Krishna.
Chant the holy names.
Chant the holy names. Chant the holy names of the Lord. Chant the holy names. He's doing here. You got to kick her out of the nest. Sorry. You got to fly her own now. Yeah. So this is the process in this age, chanting the names. And Prabhupada says holy names also means Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, songs by acharyas, this process. But central process is names, Nam Japa, Nama Sankirtan, like that. You know? So we're discussing something of this process, the process, how to do it properly like that. You know? So different things. Maybe success Japa tonight and maybe Kirtan tomorrow night. It's okay? How to do it properly, some ideas, some suggestions like that. This is technique, tantra, like that. You know, so how do we chant? What does japa mean? Japa. It's two syllables. You know what they mean? The roots.
It literally means muttering or
yeah,
speaking under your breath.
Yeah, is that that's from the dhatus? Japa.
No, I don't know the syllable.
Yeah. It must mean something, huh? Japa. Yeah. Well, we have one member of the Anjana Sudha Academy, who's called Tom Brown. And he says it comes from the two words ja, right here, and pa, like that. he's not a human being, but if you know him, you can join our Anjana Sudha Academy and meet all these people. T. Brown, it's also called monkey. Piggy is a Buck White. And they actually have Hotmail addresses now. T. Brown at hotmail.com and B. White, like that. See what I can do with those. Yeah. Yes, sir.
I'm wondering, don't we control our own mind? Like, if you bought a car, it's because you bought a car. Like, your mind can go because you are the mind, kind of. Because
so why are you asking this question? Where did the thought come from? It just came. You came. The thought came and you thought, that's a good thought. Let me express that thought. But where did it come from?
My mind?
Yeah. Or where, you know, somewhere. Yeah. This is investigation. You have to investigate these things like that. Yeah? Yeah. Yeah? You know, somebody comes in the room, you know, oh, it's George Bush. Right? He's just a person like us, right? You know? he can make one phone call in 45 minutes, you know, to, you know, 800 million people will be dead. Like that. You can't do that. Yeah. It's so much, it's on the surface. We have to go beyond the surface of things, investigate. That's meditation. And Maya doesn't want you to do this. The ordinary society doesn't want you to become intelligent. They want you to be a fool and to be controlled by television, by radio, by society, and work for them like an ass. Right? According to Vedic standard, 2 hours a day is all you need to work to maintain your body. Simply. Not nasty or hard, but just simply. You know, 8 hours a week you can work. And when it's harvest time, you're working more. But when it's, you know, winter, you just do it like that. You know, so on. You know? But how many people here are working 2 hours a day to maintain their bodies? 3 hours a day? 4 hours a day? Right? Yeah. And you go to and from work, that's not your time, you know, recreation, right? Yeah, you know, so most people are putting in, I mean, at least overtly about maybe 10 hours a day. You know, like that. You gotta get dressed, you gotta shave, you gotta do all these things like that. You know, which, you know, it's for the job. It's for the job, right? Like that. You know, you don't shave every day for, you know, because you want to look good and, you know, walk around the neighborhood. You know, the clothes, you don't buy these clothes because, you know, they're the clothes you want to use. These are clothes for your work. Eh? So we're like, who's the example of the stupid fellow who works for nothing?
Ass.
The ass, right? Gada. He's carrying all this weight, all this load, you know. And what does he get?
Grass.
Yeah, a little grass and beaten, right? You know, this report's not on time. You know, this and that. You better get this done or else you're finished. Like that, you know. Yes, sir. Yeah. And then after you're finished, you say, very good. Here's a little grass for you, like that. You know, here's a bonus, right? Here's a bonus. You know, $300 bonus like that, which is gone paying for your dental bill or something like that. You know? So we're working so hard like this, being victimized by the mind, being controlled by all these media, everything else. If you don't work for us, you'll starve to death, you know. You know? But there's grass everywhere. And the ass can just walk off and get more grass and, you know, eating that you can't work with a stupid master like that. You know? So how to investigate this thing, how to become free for the mind. It's our process. Meditation, introspection. So we have japa. Did you bring the beads? You bring the beads. Okay. Yeah, enough for everybody? Okay, let's pass it out here. We'll try a little bit here. So we chant on beads. Any psychologists in the audience here? Yeah. Psychologists, right? Yeah. So, on this cerebral cortex we're talking about, the cerebral cortex, there are the nerves from the fingers, from the tongue, from the eyes, they all go to the cerebral cortex like that. And you can map them out somehow or other like that, you know. So tiger has very, very big representation for the eyes. He can see any motion. The cat can see the smallest motion like that. Very sensitive eyes, you know. And of course with the nose, you know. We have an ox at our Rothschild Festival in Vancouver. Just raised up in our society. Bees bother, he's big, you know. They brought him there. He didn't like it. He was complaining. You know, he wanted to go back to the farm. So then we have a big, you know, thing of water from the hose. He went over, smelled it, and wouldn't drink it. He wouldn't drink the tap water. He went an entire day, you know, without drinking water. Finally, had to buy bottled water for him. They got a big bottle. They got a big bottles like that and stuff, you know. But he's just so he the ox, very, very lot of nerves for the nose like that. He can distinguish things very finely, like that by smell, you know. But human being has a lot of nerves representation in the fingers, yeah. Tongue, mouth, like that. A chimpanzee can't tell the difference between ta and ka. Ta, ka, ta, ka. Chimpanzee, it's all the same. It's like Novocaine. You take Novocaine for some dental surgery, you come out, they say, how was it? You go, you're all dead, right? The chimpanzees are probably guys who used bad words in their last lifetime. See monkeys, right? You can see, you know, monkeys, monkeys with beer bottles and cigarettes, you know, it's like, you know. So they got Krishna's, you know, chastising them like that. You misuse this, okay, you get this, you know. But so human being has very, very, a lot of nerves in the fingers. Tiger doesn't, details. And then a lot of nerves in the tongue and the mouth, like that. So then japa, becomes very natural stimulation for the brain. And because we're so absorbed in our brain, what's going on there, that if the brain is Krishna conscious, then we become Krishna conscious, like that. So from your heart, somehow or other you have this desire. You know, but I'm absorbed in this external world. How can I meditate on you? Japa, like that. So hold like this, if you haven't done it before. Like that, you know, these fingers. We don't touch his fingers, contaminate some other. And you're rolling. Can you feel that? Yeah? Yeah? You know, different parts here. That. You know, close your eyes and feel that. Feel it. With your paw. Okay, rolling. Yeah, okay, okay. Is it big? Is it small? Is it rough? Yeah. Very stimulating, right? Yeah. Then the tongue. Repeat after me. Hare.
Hare.
Now feel it. Hare.
Hare.
Close your eyes. Hare.
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 Krishna.
Krishna.
Yeah. Can you feel that? Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So let's try and chant. Take your beads like this. Got them? Okay. How many beads is that? 54. Right? Right? Okay. Now, really tricky. This is only for adults. Only adults can do this in superior intelligent kids. Divided in one third. They cross like that. There you go. Okay. Ah. There's one. Okay. We have the opposite sides and we're going to cross like that. Okay. 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 So that's 18 beads then. Right? Six times 18 is 108, like that. You know, so on. This is my stupid tantra. This is the Anjana Sutta Academy. Okay, so anyways, take a quarter. Okay, we'll be easy on you here. Just take it a quarter like that. Okay, okay. So 25 beads like that. Okay, so let's chant, and what we're going to focus on now, our meditation is the jaw and the paw. Yeah, Prabhupada says the lower jaw should move. Right. You can also chant. You know, at the time of death, you will go to. and stay with him. Stay with him forever, for eternity. Yeah, he's not a very pretty guy. You know, so it's an icon, right? It's an icon. It's a form. It's the same as a picture, but it's made of sound. So it's very flexible, like that. So this time, just concentrate just upon, you know, moving your jaw and filling the beads. Like that. Okay, ready? Go. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hari Hari Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hari 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 Krishna Hari Krishna 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 Hari 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 Rama Hari Rama 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 Hari Hari Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hari Hari Rama Hari Rama 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 Hari 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 Krishna Hari Krishna 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 Hari Hari Rama Hari Rama 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 Hari Hari Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hari Hari Rama Hari Rama 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 Hari Hari. Okay. 25 bees, can you die? Yeah. So any experiences, reports? Were you able to focus on your jaw and paw?
Actually, I was trying to, but it was reminding me of the days when I used to live at the temple.
Anybody else? What was your experience over there? Were you able to focus on your fingers? And yeah? What was your mind doing? Huh? That's all it was? It was submissive? It wasn't running here and there? You didn't have to bring it back ever? Huh? How many times? Yeah. 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 Were you just concentrating on your jaw or other parts of your mouth? Yeah, I was feeling my muscles here also like that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Anything else? Any other reports from this experiment? Yes, sir?
Chanting with so many people is really helpful.
Well, it's also difficult to hear yourself. Yeah. Yeah, advantageous. I always see that my body wants to do something. You know, I have this passion to do something, right? So I had to keep pulling it back to chant. I had to chant louder, like that. I'm almost crazy. I can see that. You know, yeah, yeah. So you smoke nicotine because you're so crazy. You take nicotine to calm your senses down. Why? Because you're eating meat, eating high protein substances. You know, sugar, oil. And so you get so much energy in your body, it has to do something. One time, one devotee, Trivikram Maharaj, with Prabhupada in Mayapur, it's just a simple village area at that time, nothing. And so he was kind of, Prabhupada said, we'll stay here for a few weeks. Very nice. And he's a Western devotee. He said, well, Prabhupada, what do we do here? And Prabhupada looked at him and kind of disgusted and said, do? We don't have to do anything. This is a passionate American consciousness. What am I going to do? We're going to do something like that. You know? I'll read the newspaper. That's what I'll do. I'll buy a newspaper. I'll go for a walk. Then I'll wash my dog. If I wash the dog, then I'll shampoo the dog. But okay, yeah. You know, that's it. This is not consciousness. This is the mind. This is passion, like that. You can come back to the point where the mind can make the plans. Let the mind make the plans, Baba. You know, let the senses do the things. I'll just be have the proper consciousness. Like that. Okay. Okay, you got that down? The jaw and the paw thing there? Okay. Was it helping you pronounce clearly?
Yeah.
Yeah? 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 You're conscious of moving like that. So this is karma Mishra Bhakti Yoga. You're doing it. Karma. You're doing it. But now next we're gonna actually think about it. Okay? Okay. Now again chant 25 beads here. Okay. Get too long at that. Okay, get 25 there. Actually it's 27. Must be like that. 140. And now this time, chant, you know, with your mouth pronouncing, and the fingers rolling, feel it like that. But also think about the mantra, right? Make your mind so you're actually thinking about the mantra. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasari Gaura Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hari 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 Rama 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 Hari 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 Krishna Hari Krishna 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 Hari Hari Rama Hari Rama 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 Hari 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 Krishna Hari Krishna 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 Hari 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 Rama Hari Rama 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 Hari 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 Krishna Hari Krishna 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 Hari 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 Rama Hari Rama 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 Hari 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 Krishna Hari Krishna 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 Hari 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 Rama Hari Rama 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 Hari 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 Krishna Hari Krishna 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 Hari 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 Rama 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 Hari 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 Krishna Hari Krishna 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 Hari Hari Rama Hari Rama 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 Hari 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 Krishna Hari Krishna 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 Hari Hari Rama Hari Rama 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 Hari Hari Hare Krishna, 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 Hari Hari Ram, Hari Ram, Ram Ram, Hari Hari. Hare Krishna, 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 Hari Hari, Hari Ram, Ram Ram, Ram Hari Hari. Hare Krishna, 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 Hari Hari, Ram, Ram Ram, Ram Hari Hari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Okay, reports. Any report from that experiment?
Yeah, I was hearing before, I mean, this time also, and I'm feeling that beats are getting shorter, smaller and smaller.
Oh, yeah? But were you actually thinking about the mantra?
Yeah.
Yeah? The whole time? No? What else were you thinking about?
How many are left?
Yeah? 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 And you wanted to do something else? No? No? You said, wonder how many are left? Where are they going? This and that. Anybody else report to you? Yes, sir. Yeah.
Like in the temple, seeing the top of Krishna, I was beginning to see Krishna's head above.
Yeah? So this is natural. Rupa Goswami described Upadeshamrita, Tanama Rupa Charitadi Sukirtana Nusmritil. The first you chant the name, like this, mechanically, with no bad intention or crazy idea, but just chanting, because I want to. It's the process. Let me chant, you know. Kirtan, Japa, Nama. And then what happens automatically? Would it be doing that? Rupa, you know. What does Rupa mean?
Form.
Yeah? So what is the form of Krishna? Yeah? Yeah? Is it in the room anywhere here?
No.
There, yeah. Right there, yeah. Yeah. Up there, you know. So this is natural. You're chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. What does Hare mean?
Energy of the Lord.
Yeah? But does that have a form? Yeah? Yeah? Is it anywhere in the room? Yeah. Yeah. That. Or in your mind, it starts to appear like that. This is the first test. Am I actually hearing? Am I actually chanting? You know, when you start meditating like that, you'll start becoming, where's Krishna? You know? Krishna. Who's Krishna? Well, Krishna, you know, okay. So Prabhupada says, chant in front of the deities, right? Keep a picture of Krishna in front of yourself like that. You know, the form. And chant, and we try and chant when you, Krishna. Yeah, Krishna. Two thieves are sitting by the side of the road. One thief said, I like very much when the Vaishnavas go by. The other thief says, well, why is that? He says, because when they chant, Radhe, Radhe. So why, you're not a spiritual man. Why do you like the name Radhe? Oh, because the barber's wife is named Radhe. Yeah? Yeah? So what do you mean Krishna? You know, Krishna, right? There are many Krishnas. Draupadi is Krishna. One big guru in San Francisco, he has his picture on the wall, as big as this wall up in the sky. All the lights are off in the room. There's 200 women there, 200 men. BMW is outside. They come to meditate on Saturday evening. And they're chanting, all the girls are chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. And all the men are chanting, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And what they mean is, they're trained by their guru to mean, the girls are saying, you are Krishna, you are Krishna, remember, remember, you are Krishna. And while the boys are telling the girls, you are the goddess of fortune, Rama, Rama, you are Rama, you are Rama, remember, remember. Yeah, so chanting Hare Krishna, but they're not trying to see Krishna's form, right? They want to see that become God, become goddess, release the goddess within you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So next level, okay, Karma Yoga, Karma Mishra Yoga. What do you got? You're next. Jnana Mishra Yoga. Try to understand what it means, right? Bhaktivinoda Thakur says she's always chant with meaning, like that. So what am I meaning? Nama, Rupa, Charate, the qualities, the activities, the pastimes. what are some good meditations to chant with? Money, money, give me money, 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 credit, 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 give me credit, credit, money, money, give me money, cash, cash, credit, credit. You know. I want to go back to sleep. Or the mind is just wandering altogether. You're not, you're chanting. Your voice is going, your jaw and fingers are going on by themselves. The mantra's coming out, but you're thinking about something else, right? A little attention, it can go on like that. Yeah. Record one round. You chanting your japa? Record one round and listen to what you're actually producing. You know? It's a frightening experience. You know? Yeah. And then so many tricks for the mind. You can talk a little bit more about the mind and stuff. Sasrut Maharaj asked Prabhupada how to chant better japa. And Prabhupada said, by chanting better japa. Right? So the motivation, the bhakti, that's the real thing. But then there's so many, Prabhupada calls them, material, though transcendental, though material tricks, like that. For example, you can control your breath, like that. Your mind is going all over the place, and so you then try and bring it back under control just to hear the mantra, to see the picture of Krishna, like that. So here's the thing. Take a breath here, everybody. Not yet. Yeah. Take a breath and see how many mantras you can produce. You can count them on your beads here in one breath. Okay, ready? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Wow. Okay.
I do nine.
You did nine on one breath?
I can do. I generally do.
How many did you do this time?
This time only five.
Okay, me too. Okay, let's try again. Try again. And count them. We've got to count them here. Okay, how many did you do? Six. Okay, try again here. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare
Actually, I do this a lot, you know.
How many?
Six and a half.
That's not six and a half. There's more, nine or ten, my gosh.
Eight.
Yeah. So this is one trick. It's transcendental, though material. Another trick is walking around. You sit down. Another trick is to sit down. Another trick is to have an association of the other people who are chanting. Right? Another trick is a certain time of the day. It's good in the morning, like that, for these kind of activities like that. But hour and a half before the sun rises, like that. So yeah, you read Prabhupada's books, you'll find so many tricks. Like that. How to control the mind, right? And if you control the mind, if you meditate on the name, then naturally you start wanting to chant with meaning. It's here, but what does it mean? You know, your intelligence, your mind intelligence will start like complaining. What are we chanting this mantra for? Why do I have to think about this? You know, you're making me think about this, you know. You're forcing me to think about this. I want to think about what's going to happen today, what I'm going to do, what my kids are going to do, what this, blah, 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 blah. But you won't let me think about it. You're forcing me to chant this mantra and think about this. What does it mean? You know, it's like, you know, it's very natural. Happens automatically. So what is the meaning of the mantra? Who knows? You can mean whatever you want to mean in some ways. Yeah. But what is our meditation? What should we meditate on? What should be the meaning? Yeah. Probably says the basic meaning of the mantra is, O Krishna, O Rama, O energy of Krishna, please engage. O energy of Krishna, please engage me in Krishna's service. Like that. Service of Rama. Krishna is the son of Maharaj Nanda. Rama can be Balaram. It can be Sitaram, like that. You have your own meditation. You have to develop this. The Shikshastika, Eight Prayers by Lord Chaitanya, the summary of all of our philosophy. One of them especially I read, Prabhupada directly said, you can chant in the mood of Ainanda Tanuja Kinkaram Patitam Mam Vishame Babam Budao. Translation?
Oh, yeah.
Loudly.
O son of Maharaj Nanda.
Krishna.
Some or other I have fallen into this ocean till existence. Now please pick me up and place me as one of the attentive dust of my lotus.
Okay. We're going to chant 25 mantras again. Now with this meaning, O Krishna, repeat with me, O Krishna.
O Krishna.
O son of Maharaj Nanda.
O son of Maharaj Nanda.
Somehow or other. We won't discuss that. I've fallen into this ocean of material existence. Please,
out of your mercy,
pick me up, and place me as a particle of dust, at your lotus feet. Now, if we do this properly, everybody may disappear from the room. So I don't know. So I don't know. Yeah. So if it does, if I don't make it, you know, remember me when you're there. You know, I help you. You know, okay. So one more quarter round here. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jayananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasa Gaur Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Praise the Guna Hari Abri Vam Hari Vam 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 Hari 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 Krishna Hari Krishna 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 Hari 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 Vam Hari Vam Rama Rama Hari 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 Krishna Hari Krishna 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 Hari 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 Vam Hari Vam 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 Hari Hari Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hari Abri Vam Hari Vam 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 Hari 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 Krishna Krishna Praise the Guna Hari Abri Vam Hari Vam 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 Hari Hari Hare Krishna 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 Hari Abri Vam Hari Vam 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 Hari Hari Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Krishna, Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare Abram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Kamala Koti Chandra Kala Alright, so Aki.
Yeah.
Any comments, questions? Yes, sir. Yeah.
I was wondering about the Sri Krishna Chaitanya mantra.
Yeah.
If Prabhupada says that if you chant that before the round, Lord Chaitanya takes away all of the offenses in the chanting.
Yeah.
So then if you're chanting the mantra before the round, Shri Krishna mantra, then are we chanting, even if our mind is not fixed on Krishna, are we chanting purely?
Well, in a five, Adi Lila chapter 7, which we discussed last night, it says by chanting this Panchatattva mantra, by the mercy of these five acharyas, the interaction of one's offenses is destroyed and one can chant properly in ecstasy, like that. So it depends if we chant with concentration, depends how much we chant, like that, you know. So maybe one time is, you know, it has a benefit there, definitely, you know. But when we chant with concentration, Panchatattva mantra, like that, you can see the effect, you know. So there's like also a quantity and a quality to the mantra also, like that, you know. But it's nice to chant that. And you can chant it, there's not a restriction, and you can chant it. Maybe sometimes you're losing your concentration, you're becoming offensive, and you're not being able, can't focus. So you start chanting, you know, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, you meditate on them a little bit. And they're more accessible. One time, Vishnu Janan Swami, one of Prabhupada's first disciples, he had his brahmacharis chanting one round of Panchatattva mantra, like that. And the news got to Prabhupada, and Prabhupada said, well, I said, yes, actually this mantra is more potent than Maha Mantra. He said, but because Lord Chaitanya has asked us to chant this, we don't chant on the bees like that. The bees are from Maha Mantra, like that. But we chant this Panchatattva mantra, take shelter of them. And so it's a whole science. Gradually, we can expand. And then to take shelter of the Panchatattva, we chant pranams to Guru. Remember them, you know, Shivas Adi Gora Bhakta Vrinda. One time, probably say for big festivals like Janmashtami, it's coming up. You maybe fast the whole time or Ekadasi. You know, so you can go 20 minutes of kirtan, wakes you up, chanting and dancing. We'll discuss that tomorrow night. And then after that, 20 minutes of that, then you can sit down and read together, something like that for 20 minutes, like that. And then you can do japa, like three rounds, like that, maybe, like that, you know. And then I just try this. You discover it. It's really just, okay, your japa, you're really going. Kirtan wakes you up. The reading gets your intelligence going, and the japa is this meditation. Like that. And then after that, maybe your mind's starting to wander again. You just do kirtan again. And it really goes. I've gone like it was long, like, you know, just, you know, I had to stop for other reasons like that. This is going like kirtan, reading japa, kirtan, reading japa, kirtan, reading japa. And if you can do this all the time, Krishna will send the prasad. Right? Krishna will supply the house. Krishna will supply the prasad. Krishna will supply everything you need if you can engage 24 hours a day and just hearing and chanting like that. You know, try it out. Try and chant a little more, and something to see if you... Vaisheshika said, or the Sankirtan leader said, everything's already pretty much determined, your karma. You know, what you're going to have, everything else. He said, you can take your foot off the gas pedal and you discover the car keeps on going at the same speed. You try taking your hands off the steering wheel and what do you know? The thing is going like that, you know. Not 100%, but to a large degree, you know. You know, you have to go to work. It's your nature, right? You have to talk to people. You have to make plans. You have to make money. Try and stop it. You know, you can't. You know. It's okay, don't worry about it. Just let it happen. And, you know, really what you should be doing is just chanting all the time and thinking about Krishna and how can I talk to my coworkers about something a little more elevated while we're doing this. And, you know, so you start to expand your consciousness and let the mind make these plans, right? You know, let the senses do these things. You know, a little attention, they'll do them like that. You know? So it's a whole process of developing a higher consciousness, you know, more intelligence, you know. And of course, materially, it just follows automatically. You know, you develop this. You know, you want to develop better intelligence, so you can do better at work and defeat your enemies in business. This will happen automatically. Automatically, you'll be, your material life will improve like that. Automatically, if you hear chant 16 or 20 rounds all day long, you'll be able to listen to what people are saying. You know, if you can listen at work to what people are actually saying with intelligence, then you'll just rise right up. You know, like that. This guy actually hears what I'm saying. My employee, you know, you go up. This company actually listens to the clients. They hear what they're saying, like deep down, like that. You know, money, everything else will follow automatically, like that. Yeah. So this is just a little summary. There's so much more to go on about, you know, chanting nicely on the beads. And the best way to discover to learn is to do it. Yeah. Yeah, chant 16 nice rounds, and then you're tired, read Prabhupada's books a little bit, understand the philosophy, the idea, and tomorrow some kirtan. And after all of that, Mahaprasadam ki.
Yeah.
So chant a little bit more here, a little more kirtan. Because I have a mantra you always chant afterwards. Lord Chaitanya was chanting this mantra in the Jharikhanda forest, and the tigers and the deer were kissing each other, right? And the elephants were trumpeting in ecstasy. And the monkeys were doing all kinds of flips and chattering like that. So it's a very powerful mantra. Be careful if you chant it at micron. What'll happen? You create havoc like that. Krishna, 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 hey.
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 Krishna, 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 Rakshama.
Krishna, 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 Krishna.
Krishna, 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 Mahima.
Krishna, 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 Krishna,
Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rakshama.
Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rakshama.
Krishna, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Pahi Ma. Krishna 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 Krishna
I don't even know. Prabhupada Paramahamsa Srisila Prabhupada Ki
Jai
Ananta Kuri Vaishnava
Jai
Namacharya Haridas Thakur Ki
Jai
Prema Sukhosh Krishna Chaitanya Prabhujananda Sarvaita Karadar Shivasari Gaur Bhaktivedanta
Jai
Hey Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shamakul Narakul Giri Govardhan Ki
Jai Shri
Vrindavan Dham Ki
Jai
Shivara Bankhi Bihar Ki
Jai
Shri Biharvan Ki
Jai
Hare Krishna Maha Mantra Ki
Jai
Chapa Yagna Ki
Jai
Aapasar Ki
Jai
Discuss Japa tonight. Tomorrow is Sankirtan. Running everywhere.
Yeah.
I'm busy making lots of money.
All right. Yeah.
I wish I could see it. Too bad.
Yeah.
Help them out, get everything. Sambad, hello. Yarian, get Chapale, allow now.